This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, here we are. Galco's.
Every now and then, kind of against the odds, actually, given how fast this economy is changing, you stumble across a business that feels a little bit like it's from a time gone by.
This looks like an old-timey shop, man. It's great.
A business that's found a way to survive in an economy that's just a whole lot different than it used to be.
Wow. Hi, how are you? I'm Kai.
I'm John.
Nice to see you, John. How are you?
We're in L.A., a neighborhood called Highland Park, in Galco's Soda Pop Stop. John Neese owns the place.
Galco's actually started downtown.
Yeah.
And my father moved the business up here in 55 when they cut the Hill Street tunnels to make the Hollywood Freeway.
I was going
to
say, you go way back.
Oh, we go way back, yeah.
John's grandfather started the family business back in 1897. The store today is totally a throwback. Polished cement floors, kind of a classic look, but with aisles stocked with thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles of soda, 750 different kinds in all.
Tell me about this place now, 1955?
We moved in here in 55, and before that it was an A&P, and before that it was White's Grocery. It wasn't this large, it was half the size. I remember just concrete floors, and you'd walk around and turn every light off. You can still, if you look out there, see the plugs where you would walk and turn every light off by hand.
How did it come to be that you're a soda pop store?
Well, about, it's been about 18 years now, 19 years.
Because it was a business decision, right? I mean,
going broke. I mean, it's easy to make decisions when you're going broke. You know, the decision is, do you do something or you just go broke? Because what had happened was the distribution channels to the grocery stores were bought up by the big chain stores. And what they did is they closed the distribution channels down and reopened them at $15, $20 a case more. So what was really going on is they were the little stores up until that time were the cap on supermarket pricing. So when they destroyed the distribution channels for the little stores, there's no more cap. They can charge whatever they want. And they do charge whatever they want.
Was there a moment where you knew that you had to change stuff?
I remember thinking about beer, and I'm saying, but you have to be 21 to buy a beer. If you sell sodas, if you have the money in your hand, you can go anywhere and buy a soda. Huh. So it gives me a broader audience.
How do you find them, though? You just pick up the phone and...
Well, I'll give you an example. A lady called in. She says, I heard about you, and I'm looking for a mint soda for my Kentucky Derby party. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have any mint sodas. This is like 18 years ago. She says, well, I know where to find them. I lived in Pittsburgh. They are all over Pittsburgh. And a few weeks later, I get a call from this fellow, Paul Bowser, at Natron Bottling. And he's going,
Natron, Pennsylvania.
Hi, there's a lady out in your neck of the woods, and she wanted to buy a couple of cases of my mint julep, but I don't sell cases, I sell pellets. And she said, maybe you and I, we can do some business.
Uh-huh.
And so hey, I'm going to send you samples. He sent them. Oh, my goodness. It was actually made with real mint. It was absolutely delicious.
You know what's funny is that, and maybe I'm just, maybe this is false romanticism, right? But that's the way business used to be. A guy called the guy and said, listen, I got this thing.
That's exactly what happened.
Show me around a little bit. Tell me what we got.
What are you interested in?
I'm a ginger ale guy. I used to be a root beer guy.
You want to take ginger ales first or do you want to take
Let's take ginger ales first.
Okay. This one right here.
Yeah.
This is Jamaica's Finest, the hot, 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 and the regular. These are made with ginger root oil.
Hot, 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 like spicy hot, hot, hot?
Yeah, it's spicy hot.
Extra spicy, soft drink.
But there's a difference.
Made with ginger root oil. All right.
It's made with root oil. That's the key. Most ginger sodas today are made with extracts and flavors. Huh. And what they do is they use caspian, the pepper, to make them hot.
Oh, yeah, which is cheating, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's an inexpensive way of making it. 50, 60 years ago, all sodas, even 7-Up, was made with lemon and lime oils and the zest. Today, it's all extracts and flavors.
Wow.
So...
There's a bunch of dad's root beers. There's Bubble Up. What is Bubble Up?
We have Bubble Up.
Kiss
is lemon and
Kiss
lime.
Lime.
Oh, yeah. There's a story for everything.
You're saying that like I should know it. I've never heard of Bubble Up in
You've never heard of Bubble Up?
No.
Okay. Well, it's older than 7-Up. That's 1921 Sandusky, Ohio. Yeah. And 7-Up didn't come out until 29.
Well, look, there is actually Coca-Cola. You have Coca-Cola here.
Yeah.
Are those the cane sugar ones?
Mm.
No. Sorry. What?
No, I want
You look
to
at me like I have three heads. What?
Well, let me say this. Okay. Everybody thinks Coca-Cola coming out of Mexico is cane sugar.
Yeah, is it not? What? There's that look again.
No.
You're the soda expert.
No.
I don't know.
when the United States government sues the Mexican government over the right to import corn syrup into Mexico, and Mexico doesn't use corn syrup, and we win, where do you think it's going?
Right.
It's going to the enterprise zone. That's where it's going. So Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola, who own the bottling plants in the enterprise zone, they can ship them back here. It's cheaper.
You sound frustrated with the global economy.
Yes, I'm very frustrated.
Okay.
You know what real sugar, how real sugar came about? The
no.
lowercase sugar. Oh, my goodness, there was a lawsuit that was supposed to take place here in Los Angeles. It was never went to trial. It was settled, and the results were sealed. 4 months later, they came out with made with real sugar. What they did, the cane sugar people and the corn syrup people, in order to get federal subsidies, came to an agreement. What they did is they lowercase sugar and made it a generic term for any kind of a sweetener, so anybody could use it. It's still corn syrup.
So when it says real sugar?
If it says real sugar, be aware, it's probably corn syrup.
And if it says cane sugar?
If it says cane sugar, it's cane sugar.
All right. Do you have kids who are going to take this over when you're gone?
My daughter's very successful in her chiropractic business. I mean, she's very good. My grandchildren, oh, yeah, they're interested in working.
Yeah.
You know what I said, what do you want to do? We want to be the soda samplers.
Well, yeah.
And I said, no, you're going to start where everybody is supposed to start, at the bottom.
You're 74 years old. You're going to be in another 20 years.
Oh, probably.
John, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
I should say here, in the interests of full disclosure, that John sells beer, too, and not the fizzy yellow kind.
And we have things you're not going to find. Like even this.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm buying this. So let me just say, this is Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA, which basically you can't find
in
the state of California,
it.
But I just did, and I'm buying it. I don't even care how much it costs, but I'm going to expense it the marketplace because it's on the job.
All right. I didn't actually make marketplace pay. All talk, no action, I guess.